Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Golder. I am today Masechus Kedushin Daf Yud Off, the first parak Isha Nignes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three dafs are going to focus on number one. This daf primarily discusses reasons for Beis Shammai's ruling that Kedushin with money requires a dinar. Rabbi Zera offers the first explanation. Isha Makpedes Atzmat. A woman is particular regarding herself. The aim is Kedushin with Pachas Medinah and does not agree to become married for less than a dinar. Abai challenged him that if so, then Rabbi Yane's daughters, who are even more particular and would not ordinarily accept kedushin of less than 3 kava of gold dinarim, would not become married if one would accept a dinar. Rabbi Zera responded, "Pashti yodav kibul lo kamina. I was not speaking about a case where she stretched out her hand and accepted less. In such a circumstance, Beis Shammai would agree that kedushin would take effect for even less than a dinar. He was discussing where the woman did not see the money given to her because she accepted it at night or appointed a shaliach to accept kedushin for her, in which case Beis Shammai assumes that a woman does not consent to kedushin for less than a dinar." Point number two, Rav Yosef explains Beis Shammai's ruling based on the statement of Vasi. Kol kesef ba'amur b'torah kesef tzuri. Any kesef mentioned in the Torah refers to Tyrian currency. V'shal divreim kesef medina. And any kesef mentioned by the rabbis refers to provincial currency. Kesef tzuri was made from pure silver and did not have a pruta, which is from copper. Since the Torah required a silver coin for kedushin by indicating kesef, it's understood that a coin of significant value is required, which Beis Shammai interprets to be a dinar. The Gemara said, since Beis Hillel holds a pruta is sufficient for kedushin, it emerges that Rav Asi's statement accords with Beis Shammai. Therefore, Rav Asi's statement is amended to read, Kol kesef katsuv ha'amur b'torah, any set amount of kesef mentioned in the Torah, such as 5 selaim for pinion of ben, refers to Tyrian currency. For kedushin, which does not have a defined amount, a pruta is sufficient. The Ritva comments that Beis Shammai holds that all kesef, even without a defined amount, refers to Tyrian currency, and kedushin therefore requires a dinar, as explained before. And point number three, Reish Lakish explains that Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the law of Amr Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant. Chizkiya taught that when the pasuk says v'hefda, and he shall cause you to become redeemed, implying the master participates in the redemption, it teaches that she deducts the time served from the total price of redemption and goes free by paying the remainder. Now, if she would be purchased for a pruta, partial redemption would be impossible because a fraction of a pruta is not considered monetary value. The sale of a maidservant cannot be valid unless it includes the possibility of partial redemption. This is derived from the law of Yud, which allows for the master to marry her. Although he's not required to marry, it must be possible. Therefore, a maidservant cannot be sold to a relative whom she cannot marry. Since the Torah disqualified a pruta from being used to purchase a maidservant, the rabbis established it at a dinar, a significant denomination. Beis Shammai derives the minimum amount for kedushin from the minimum amount for the sale of a maidservant. Finally, Rama gives a fourth reason on the next daf. Shul Yehu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. It's a rabbinic enactment so that Benos Yisrael should not be viewed as public property, meaning cheaply acquired. So once again, the 3 points are number one. This daf primarily discusses reasons for Beis Shammai's ruling that kedushin with money requires a dinar. Rabbi Zera offers the first explanation. Isha Makpedes Atzmat. A woman is particular regarding herself. The aim is kedeshes with pachas medinah and does not agree to become married for less than a dinar. Abai challenged him that if so, then Rabbi Yane's daughters, who are even more particular and would not ordinarily accept kedushin of less than 3 kava of gold dinarim, would not become married if one would accept a dinar. Rabbi Zera responded, "Pashti yodav kibul lo kamina. I was not speaking about a case where she stretched out her hand and accepted less. In such a circumstance, Beis Shammai would agree that kedushin would take effect for even less than a dinar. He was discussing where the woman did not see the money given to her because she accepted it at night or appointed a shaliach to accept kedushin for her, in which case Beis Shammai assumes that a woman does not consent to kedushin for less than a dinar. Point number two, Rav Yosef explains Beis Shammai's ruling based on the statement of Vasi. Kol kesef ba'amur b'torah kesef tzuri. Any kesef mentioned in the Torah refers to Tyrian currency. V'shal divreim kesef medina. And any kesef mentioned by the rabbis refers to provincial currency. Kesef tzuri was made from pure silver and did not have a pruta, which is from copper. Since the Torah required a silver coin for kedushin by indicating kesef, it's understood that a coin of significant value is required, which Beis Shammai interprets to be a dinar. The Gemara said, since Beis Hillel holds a pruta is sufficient for kedushin, it emerges that Rav Asi's statement accords with Beis Shammai. Therefore, Rav Asi's statement is amended to read, Kol kesef katsuv ha'amur b'torah, any set amount of kesef mentioned in the Torah, such as 5 selaim for pinion of ben, refers to Tyrian currency. For kedushin, which does not have a defined amount, a pruta is sufficient. The Ritva comments that Beis Shammai holds that all kesef, even without a defined amount, refers to Tyrian currency, and Kedushin therefore requires a dinar, as explained before. And point number three, Reish Lakish explains that Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the law of Amr Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant. Chizkiah taught that when the pasuk says v'hefdah, and he shall cause you to become redeemed, implying the master participates in the redemption, it teaches that she deducts the time served from the total price of redemption and goes free by paying the remainder. Now, if she would be purchased for a pruta, partial redemption would be impossible because a fraction of a pruta is not considered monetary value. The sale of a maidservant cannot be valid unless it includes the possibility of partial redemption. This is derived from the law of Yud, which allows for the master to marry her. Although he's not required to marry, it must be possible. Therefore, a maidservant cannot be sold to a relative whom she cannot marry. Since the Torah disqualified a pruta from being used to purchase a maidservant, the rabbis established it at a dinar, a significant denomination. Beis Shammai derives the minimum amount for Kedushin from the minimum amount for the sale of a maidservant. Finally, Rava gives a fourth reason on the next daf. Shul Yehu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. It's a rabbinic enactment so that Benos Yisrael should not be viewed as public property, meaning cheaply acquired. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Aleph and our standard Siman of Stars because of the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept Kesef Kedushin, less than a dinar, was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some Kesef Suri, who was accompanied by his Ami Ivriya he purchased for a dinar. Once again, in slow motion. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night, stars, that must be on Daf Yud Aleph. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept Kesef Kedushin, less than a dinar, which reminds us that this daf primarily discusses reasons for Beis Shammai's ruling that Kedushin with money requires a dinar. Rabbi Zera offers the first explanation, Isha Makpetas Alatzma, a woman is particular regarding herself, Ein Miskadeshes Bepachas Medinar, and doesn't agree to become married for less than a dinar. Beis Shammai is not discussing a case where a woman would stretch out her hand and accept even less than a dinar. Rather, he's referring to where the woman did not see the money given to her because she accepted it at night or appointed a shaliach to accept Kedushin for her, in which case Beis Shammai assumes that a woman does not consent to Kedushin for less than a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept Kesef Kedushin less than a dinar, was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, which reminds us, Rav Yosef explains Beis Shammai's ruling based on the statement of Rav Asi, Kol kesef ha'amru b'Torah kesef tzuri, any kesef mentioned in the Torah refers to Tyrian currency, v'shal divrayim kesef medina, and any kesef mentioned by the rabbis refers to provincial currency. Tyrian currency was made from pure silver and didn't have a pruta, which is from copper. Since the Torah required a silver coin for kedushin by indicating kesef, it's understood that a coin of significant value is required, which Beis Shammai interprets to be a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night who refused to accept Kesef Kedushin, less than a dinar, was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some Kesef Tzuri, who was accompanied by his Ami Ivriya he purchased for a dinar. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish explains that Beis Shammai derives the minimum amount for Kedushin from the minimum amount for the sale of an Ami Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, which is a dinar. So once again, the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept Kesef Kedushin, less than a dinar, was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, who was accompanied by his Ami Ivriya he purchased for a dinar. All right, so now it's time for a four ba'abach hazara. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun, that must be more on Dav Zayin, kli zayin. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be mekadesher by giving the money to another man, which reminds us, Rav said that if a woman says, "Ten manu l'poni v'kadeshelcha, give a money to mchoni, and I'll thereby become married to you," mekadeshes midinar, if she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with the guarantor, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, come a shabbat nafshe, he still obligates himself to pay if the borrower defaults, the woman too becomes married despite the money be given to a different party. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to Mibakadishir by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, "Become married to half of me," since he had in mind to marry another woman, which reminds us, Rava said that if a man says, "He's kachli uchetzi mukadeshes, become married to half of me," she's married. But if he said, "Half of you should become married to me," she's not married at all. After Abai challenged him, Rava explained the distinction. There, in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. But is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman if he wishes. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be mekadesher by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, "Become married to half of me," since he had in mind to marry another woman, and was mekadesher with a silk with an image of a gun on it he claimed was worth 50 zuz, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where a man is mekadosh a woman with a silk that he says is worth 50 zuz, and in truth it is, but it wasn't appraised. Rava holds that since you received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, since a woman is not an expert in appraisal, chosam chatarta, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. Dav Ches, so the simmer Dav Ches is a challah, so here goes. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-salah diamond studded challah, that must mean we're on Dav Ches. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-salah diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, which reminds us, if one said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyan b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he's redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyan couldn't be valid. The Gemara explains that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the pinyan is valid since it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-salah diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadosh a woman with amana by only giving her a dinar, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's kachmi b'mana, but nasal a dinar, be married to me with amana, and he only gave her a dinar, arzo mekudeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered amana and only gave a dinar, kamanda amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-salah diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadosh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. After she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do, which reminds us, Rava quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married. Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. There's no money here given to her, and there's no collateral here given to her to keep. Dav Tes, so the simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot chart. Teapot? That must be more in Dav Tes. The potter who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukadesh is to me, which reminds us, a brisa teaches how kedushin is performed with a shtar. Kasavu ha-niyar o acheres, if he wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, afo pishen bo shava pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, bitcha mukadesh is li, your daughter's married to me, or another declaration of kedushin, it's effective. This is in contrast to a document of sale, where it's a seller who writes the shtar. So, the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake, worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, which reminds us, we learn from the hekush of Gittin to Kedushin that the shtar Kedushin must also be written lishma. There's machlokes if it must be given with her consent. So the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, Bulas Baal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rabbi Avohu quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshining a pasuk, Bulas Baal, a woman who had relations with a man. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. Daf Yud, so the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. After the minion of Yidden? That must mean we're Daf Yud. After the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim, all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, chilasbia kona, does the beginning of the act of relations acquire for kedushin, or sofbia kona, or does the end of the act of relations acquire? It brings two nafkaminas. A Mamer quotes Rub's conclusion, ko el boel, anyone who has relations, dato al gemar bia, his mind is on the completion of relations, and that is the time kedushin will take effect. So, after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim, all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin. They got so involved in the heat of machlokas, whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, bia nesuin osa, do relations done for kedushin affect nesuin as well, or erison osa, or do they only affect erison? The nafkaminas are the three halachas that come into effect after nesuin, liyorsha, to inheritor, latamila, to become tummy for her burial, if he's a Kohen, ulahafir nindare, and to avoid her nadarim. So after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond studded talasim, all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin. They got so involved in nehida machlokas, whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, that they didn't notice the sad arusa del Kohen after relations sitting at the table who wasn't permitted to eat, truma, which reminds us the more it brings a machlokas why an arusa of a Kohen after relations cannot eat truma. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have a question whether tchilas bia kona or sof bia kona? That's on daf Yud, good number two. Which of the one Rabbi Zera explains Beis Shammai's opinion is based on the fact that a woman is particular by herself and won't accept less than a dinar for Kedushin? That's on Daf. Yidav. Good number three. Which Daf do we learn that a man can say to a woman, become a Kedushin to half of me, but not say half of you should become a Kedushin to me? That's on Daf. Zayin. Good number four. Which Daf if a case where one gave goods worth less than five slime for opinion of Ben? That's on Daf. Ches, good, number five. Which daf have a question whether it be a Nisun Osa or Erison Osa? That's on Daf. Yud. Good, number six. Which daf did Rabbi Yosef explain Beis Shammai's wrong is based on the fact that Kesef in the Torah is referring to Kesef Tsuri, which is silver and has significant value? That's on Daf. Yud. Good, number seven. Which daf do you want how a Shtar for Kedushin is written and how it differs from a document of sale? That's on Daf. Test. Good number eight. Which daf do we learn Rav Huna learns that chuppah can affect kedushin from a kal v'chomer? That's on Daf. Hey. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn a shtar kedushin must be written l'shma and it's malchokas if it must be given with a woman's consent? That's on Daf. Test. Good number ten. Which daf do we learn that Reish Lakish explains Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the law of Ami Ivriya, who cannot be purchased for less than a dinar? That's on Daf. Yadav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.